This graph shows a bunch of points, 7 points, are indicated by the blue dots, representing observations, something we may have seen in a data set, either looking at something over time or run some kind of experiment where the x values go from 100 to 700 and the y values go from maybe 30 to around 90. And it looks like there's a general trend here for the smaller y values to go with the smaller x values and the larger y values to go with the larger x values. We imagine in this theory behind linear regression that the reality we see is one of many possible realities. To see what I mean, we click the new button. Here we have another set of points which we imagine is generated by the same process that generated the first set. These points are a little different from the other ones, but they all kind of have the same kind of general trend, roughly. Click the new button several times, and you'll get, each time you'll get another set of blue points that are roughly line up about the same way the previous sets did, but with some randomness in them. Now click the true button, the red button, and you'll see a red line up here. This is what we imagine to be the true line, which is generating the points. You can see how some of the blue dots are above the true line and some are below. Click the new button again a few times, and you'll see the points seem to dance around the red line. What we imagine is going on here is that, or the reason why the points are not right on the true line, is because of random errors. Click the errors button once, and you'll see vertical lines appear connecting the blue dots with the red line. So we imagine that if there had been no random errors, the points would all be right along the red line where those vertical lines intersect with the sloping true line, but because of the random errors, the actual points are either above or below the true line. Click the new button a few more times, and each time you click it, you'll see a different set of points. The true line stays the same, but the errors are different. So the particular data set we observe in any one time we click the new button is the true line plus or minus a particular set of random errors. If we wanted to predict the future, we wanted to say predict what would happen, what y will be when x is 800, the best way to predict that would be to use the true line. And it looks like it'd be around a little under 90. Because we wouldn't expect if x was 800 to get a y value that's right on the true line. It would be off the true line for the same reason the other one's off the true line, because there'd be this random error part of it. Now click on the true button again, and that should get rid of all the red lines. Here we're back to where we started from with a data set, and this is all we actually get to see in real life. What we try to do to make predictions is to try to get ourselves an estimate of what the true line is. The way we could do that is just to draw a line ourselves through the points. Click on the LS button. And a gray line appears on the graph, and this might represent a reasonable attempt to draw a line through the points, representing the general trend. It's something we can do. We can use this to measure, to make a prediction. Click on the red true button again, and you can, now we have a red true line and the gray line we drew, which I'm going to call a regression line. They're not exactly the same, but they're probably pretty close. Click on the new button, and you can click on it repeatedly, and you'll see that the points move, and the line that we draw would move, because the line we draw depends on the particular points we get. The true line stays in the same place. This means is that the prediction we would get using the gray line is not as good as what we'd get if we do the true line, but it's the best we can do because we don't know what the true line is. Click on the red true button. And now, so now you should see just the gray, just the blue points and the gray regression line. The reason why this, it's labeled LS, this gray regression line, is because LS stands for least squares. Click on the gray res button, which stands for residuals, and you'll see the vertical lines connecting the blue dots with the regression line. If you now click on the SQU button, those residuals turn into the squares representing the square of those residuals, or the amount of residual multiplied by itself. The least squares line is the line that makes the sum of the areas of those squares the smallest. That's the least squares. The least squares line is one of many possible ways to draw a line. I'm just using it here because it's relatively easy for the computer to calculate. It's also the method that I'll ask you to do in assignment 1.